Florida National Park Forced to Shut Down Due to Illegal Immigration Influx. By John Binder on January 6, 2023. An influx of illegal immigration has forced the United States National Park Service to close Dry Tortugas National Park in the Florida Keys. As Breitbart News reported, nearly 1,400 illegal aliens were apprehended at sea and along the Florida Keys over the New Year's holiday weekend. More than 360 illegal aliens, specifically, arrived on boats at Dry Tortugas National Park. The illegal aliens were bused from Dry Tortugas National Park to Key West. Officials with the National Park Service told the media that the closure, which is expected to last several days, is necessary for the safety of visitors and staff because of the resources and space needed to attend to the migrants. Such attending to the illegal aliens includes providing food, water, and medical services while the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, either gives the arrivals parole to be released into the U.S. Interior or has them removed and sent back to their native countries. What about tending to the American citizens who pay for the national park and may like to visit the national park over Christmas vacation? What about their interests, like the people of this country, the citizens, the taxpayers? Fox News's Tucker Carlson said this week of the park's closure. Well, Americans are not as important as the illegal aliens whom the National Park Service is spending its time attending to. They're ahead of you in line, Carlson continued. If you resent that, you should resent that. That's a complete outrage. And to accept it as normal or compassionate, which is not, is a big mistake. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.